It's a visualization that will help you to step more easily into your king archetype. To start, stand up with the space around you that represents your world. And begin by taking a deep breath, and as you breathe out, slowly breathing out, just allow yourself to settle mentally and physically. And as you take another deep breath and breathe out, this time just become aware of your body. And it may be that as you breathe out, you can feel a sense of your body relaxing. And it may be that as you breathe out, you can feel a sense of yourself moving into your body, becoming more aware of how you feel and how you're standing. And on the next breath, as you breathe out and become aware of your body, just do a quick body scan and make sure that you're standing upright, shoulders are dropped, relaxed as much as you can in this moment, in this space. And now I'd like you, with your eyes closed, to imagine that you can see your king in his finest form. He's standing somewhere very close to you right now. And you recognize him as the embodiment of your king archetype and the qualities that live in him. Take a good look at him. What is it that you see? What qualities does he embody? What values does he hold dear to his heart? And as you look at him there, what do you believe he stands for? I'll give you a moment or two more to consider those questions, the values and qualities, and what he stands for. And take your time to have a good look at your king and really appreciate the qualities that he brings to your life. And you might also see in the way that he's standing and the way that he's dressed some message about who he is, his mission in the world. And beyond that, perhaps, his pride in what he's achieved and will continue to achieve as he moves forward in life. And so in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step into that space where you imagine your king to be standing right now. Step in with the intention of taking on his energy, and do that now. And as you step into that space, you may feel some change in your body. Perhaps you feel bigger or taller. Perhaps you feel more expansive or powerful, or you feel energy moving in your hands and arms. Or maybe there's just a greater sense of confidence. Take a moment now just to appreciate what qualities, what energies, what values, what strengths standing in your king gives you. And if you feel that that's not worked particularly well, just amp up the image of your sovereign so that you see him even more shining brightly, even stronger, even clearer in his purpose and direction and mission. Maybe even increase him in size in your imagination. And when you've done that, take another step into that enhanced image, that brighter shining image, and then feel the change in your body as you do so. And now as you stand in this place, you can consider the different aspects of your kingdom. What is it that needs attention? What is it that's happening at the moment that you have the capacity and the power to change? What is it that needs to be done by you as the king right now in this world? And it may also be that there's some attention for your younger self, the boy within the man, the boy who will become king one day. Maybe he needs your support. Maybe he needs your attention. And maybe that's something that's appropriate for this moment or for later when you have more time. For the moment, right now, just allow that king energy to flow right through you and to feel it in every part of your body. And remember that kings are supported from both above and below. They stand between the sky above and the earth below. And energy can flow upwards from the earth below and downwards from above into the king and support him and nurture him so that he's never alone in the decisions that he has to make to have his world run smoothly. And now you can continue in any way that you like until you're ready to step out of this space, but not to step out of your king energy necessarily. You can stay in your king energy and go back to the daily routine that may need attention in your kingdom.